I think perhaps you do not understand. People's whole lives do pass in front of their eyes before they die. The process is called living. Would you like a prawn? Rincewind looked down at the bucket on Death's lap.
No, thank you. I really don't think so. They can be pretty deadly, and I must say it's a bit much of you to come here and gloat and eat prawns at me.
I beg your pardon?
Just because I'm being hanged in the morning, I mean.
Are you? Then I shall look forward to hearing how you escaped. I'm due to meet a man in...
Death's eye sockets glowed as he interrogated his memory.
Ah, yes. Inside a crocodile. Several hundred miles away, I believe.
What? Then why are you here?
Oh, I thought you might like to see a friendly face. And now I think I had better be going. Death stood up. Very pleasant city in many respects. Try to see the opera house while you're here.
Hang on. I mean, hold on. You told me I was certainly going to die.
Everyone is, eventually.
The wall opened and closed around Death, as if it wasn't there, which was, from his lengthy perspective, quite true.
But how?
I can't walk through, Rincewind began. He sat down again. The sheep cowered in the corner. Rincewind looked at the untouched meat pie floater and gave the pie a prod. It sank slowly beneath the vivid green soup. The sounds of the city filtered in. After a while, the pie rose again like a forgotten continent, sending a very small wave slopping against the edge of the bowl. Rincewind lay back on the thin blanket and stared at the ceiling. Someone had even been writing on that, too.
In fact, good day might look at the hinges, Ned.
Slowly, as if being raised by invisible strings, Rincewind turned and looked at the door. The hinges were massive. They weren't screwed into the doorframe so that some clever prisoner might unscrew them. They were huge iron hooks, hammered into the stone itself, so that two heavy rings welded onto the door could drop right down onto them. What was the man talking about? He walked over and examined the lock closely. It drove a huge metal rod into the frame on its side and looked quite unpickable. Rincewind stared at the door for some time. Then he rubbed his hands together and, gritting his teeth, tried to lift the door on the hinge side. Yes, there was just enough play. It was possible to lift the rings off the spikes. Then, if you pulled slightly and took a knee-wobbling step this way, you could yank the lock's rod out of its hole and the entire door into the cell. And then a man could walk through and carefully rehang the door again and quietly wander away. And that, Rincewind thought as he carefully manoeuvred the door back onto the hinges, was exactly what a stupid person would do. At moments like this, cowardice was an exact science. There were times that called for mindless, terror-filled panic, and times that called for measured, considered, thoughtful panic. Right now, he was in a place of safety. It was admittedly the death cell, but the point was that it was perhaps the one place in this country where nothing bad was going to happen for a little while. The Exians didn't look like the kind of people who went in for torture, although it was always possible they might make him eat some more of their food. So for the moment, he had time. Time to plan ahead, to consider his next move, to apply his intellect to the problem at hand. He stared at the wall for a moment and then stood up and gripped the bars. Right. That seemed to be about long enough. Now to run like hell. The green deck of the Melon boat had been divided into a male and female section for the sake of decency. This meant that most of the deck was occupied by Mrs. Whitlow, who spent a lot of the time sunbathing behind a screen. Her privacy was assured by the wizards themselves, since at least three of them would probably kill any of the others who ventured within 10 feet of the palm leaves. There was definitely what Ponder's aunt, who'd raised him, would have called an atmosphere.
I still think I ought to climb the mast, he protested.
A peeping Tom, eh?
snarled the senior wrangler.
No, I just think it would be a good idea to see where the boat is going, said Ponder. There are some big black clouds ahead.
Good. We could do with the rain, snapped the chair of indefinite studies.